This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. Tonight, in the studio, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we are here to take your calls and talk about all sorts of fun stuff. I wanted to lead tonight with, you've been following the Christopher Cantwell trial, Mr. Freeman.
I have.
And there has been a decision, apparently, that just came down.
It was this morning. Chris Cantwell, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who sadly went from being a libertarian police critic to a racist Nazi police lover.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming either.
Has been found guilty of two out of the three charges that he was facing. Charges. One of them is called interstate threatening. The other is called interstate extortion. He's facing up to 20 years in prison for effectively having a nasty chat with somebody on the internet. Something that happens countless times in various different chat rooms all across the internet.
So there was a flame war, and now he's facing federal charges? The federal charges. So he's been convicted of federal charges. Just a matter of sentencing.
Yeah. Correct. And that will be happening in January.
And assumably some sort of appeals and that kind of a thing.
Maybe.
I assume.
I would expect him to throw out the obligatory, no reasonable jury could have reached this conclusion, which... You know, I would have had a hard time finding him guilty just because he did not say that he would rape the guy's wife. He said that he would F her, which is, you know, that may have been based on an assumption of consent.
It was definitely, it seemed very hyperbolic. For listeners that aren't familiar, you're referring to a conversation that he had over Telegram with the internet chat application that he had with another Nazi, somebody who arguably was even more despicable than Cantwell in his beliefs at the time. The other guy was part of a group called Bull Patrol, which got its name after the haircut of the killer in South Carolina, the shooter in the church, remember a few years ago?
Yeah.
Dylan Roof.
So this group of Nazi racists had formed this group called Bull Patrol to worship this guy, this Roof killer.
Wow.
And so, like, they were arguably even worse. I mean, it's probably a toss-up, but they were arguably even more despicable in their belief systems, in their racist beliefs, than Cantwell. So that was who he was arguing with online and trying to determine who these people were, because Cantwell had let the haters get to him. And I'm actually writing an article over at freekeen.com outlining some of the key mistakes that Cantwell made. And one of those key mistakes, besides talking to the police, which was the
worst
mistake.
Don't talk to the police.
That was the worst mistake he made. One of the other big mistakes he made was making his haters his hobby and actually caring about what they were doing. Because if he had just ignored these guys, they would have gone away eventually.
Mm-hmm.
They called his show. He had a show that he did, internet radio show, and they called, you know, pretty incessantly and did terrible crank calls like we've had on this show.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between us and Cantwell is we don't care who these a-holes are that call and say, you know, they say the N-word on it. They try to say the N-word or the F-word or whatever on the radio. We have to hit the dump button. We drop their call. We move on. You know, I would have moved on years ago from the guy that calls and threatens the show, but he keeps calling. So, like, I continue to ignore him, basically. I mean, we'll take his calls.
Right.
Nobody takes his headphones off. He walks out of the studio.
Yeah, Riley did the same thing when he called.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
that's my way of ignoring him. You know, I don't have any interest in anything that guy has to say.
But Cantwell let it get to him, and he spent some amount of his life obsessing over these people and fighting with them. And it was that led him to want to know who they were, which led him to issue this alleged threat to the supposed victim in this particular case. So had Cantwell just simply let it go, then none of this would have happened.
Well, and we've talked a lot on this program about how, you know, despite somebody being a despicable person, or perhaps they work for an unscrupulous organization or something like that, that you know, freedom of speech is important to uphold regardless, you know, of who the person is and that kind of a thing. And to me, this is a freedom of speech issue. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, no, regardless of how stupid Cantwell was and how basically the entire case was essentially built on his mistakes, ultimately, the government definitely deserves a lot of the blame in this particular case, because they are essentially crushing the freedom of speech here by targeting a Nazi, right? So the old Pastor Martin Niemöller quote, the poem from the 1940s written by the Jewish pastor who famously wrote, "First they came for the communists, then they came for the trade unionists, and eventually they came for me."
Nobody
I'm paraphrasing
was,
it.
Nobody was left to
and
stand.
No one was left to stand up. And
nobody's still standing.
And it's ironic, of course, that now they're coming after the Nazis, right? So it was the Nazis who were doing the coming after when this poem was written. Now the Nazis are being come after. And it's the same process, right? It's, everybody hates Nazis. I mean, no one likes a Nazi. So very few people are going to be upset about this particular criminal conviction. However, the reality is, Cantwell's essentially the canary in the coal mine here. They're coming after him. They know they're going to be able to get away with this.
Because nobody cares about the Nazis.
Because screw the Nazis,
I don't care about the Nazis.
Well, who's next?
Right, yeah.
So who's next?
Well, and this, for our longtime listeners, this is a very interesting contrast, because here we have a guy who, he had a podcast, was doing some YouTube stuff.
Yeah, until he got banned from YouTube.
But he threatens somebody, and now he's been convicted of some sort of felony, and he's facing prison.
Yes.
Whereas we have a regular caller to this show who has threatened, almost everybody who hosts this show multiple times, happens to him.
That particular guy, I used to give credit for dancing around and never actually coming out with a threat, but he has been drunk enough to where he's actually threatened.
Yeah, I think
he's called enough times and he's said enough stuff and been so drunk or whatever it was. It used to be that he'd kind of dance around and not actually threaten. He'd say, "I wish such and such would happen to you," or, you know, he'd have these like tricky ways of not actually issuing a threat, but he just got so sloppy eventually. He did do it.
A national talk show radio host.
Or to the threatening person.
The threatening person. Well, yeah, I mean, they won't, send this guy, involve, litigation in any way, send the state after him, but yet we have this despicable Nazi, and the state has no problem locking him up and throwing away the key.
Well, and at the same time, we do, in the non-aggression principle, we do say that you violate the non-aggression principle when you threaten force. So, if he had said...
It wasn't credible.
Instead of the F word, then I would have had to say this was a perfectly good conviction, because, you can't go threatening people. I mean, that's not an appropriate use for
all the time. Like Facebook, Twitter, you name the social media, there's people out there threatening all sorts of things, right? Uh-huh. Particularly in the political spectrum, right? I would like to all of the people on this side of the fence, or I wish all these people, I would light a fire and burn them all down, that kind of a thing, right?
Neither of those things were threats, though.
Yeah, but was it believable, though? I mean,
is anything on the internet like that believable in a flame?
That's what
war?
I don't think it is. That's why I disagree with nobody here, is even though nobody says that, even if he said he would rape the wife, even I would still say it was hyperbole and obviously not. But because it wasn't the word rape, it was clearly hyperbolic. It was, I was going to F your wife. and in front of your kids, which makes it even more ridiculous. And then he added to make it even more ridiculous that he thinks one of his incel listeners would enjoy having sex with her as well. I'm paraphrasing it. So the suggestion there would be that he would then bring along one of his listeners and they would be tag teaming her. I mean, it was just absolutely ludicrous. And the supposed victim didn't even think it was a threat. He never reported it.
To our listeners out there, are you concerned about the state of freedom of speech? I know I am. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
back, everybody, to Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can talk about anything you want. Take control of the airwaves if you like. It seems like we are the only radio talk show of this nature where we can do that, and I enjoy doing it myself. Speaking of which, I'm here. I'm the captain. I'm your host tonight, and joining me, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform over at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. We've been talking about the conviction that was handed down this morning in the Christopher Cantwell case. For our listeners who aren't familiar with Christopher Cantwell, you may know him from many internet memes as the crying Nazi. I believe that was his peak fame.
Prior to that, he did get some attention as one of the alleged Robin Hooders by the Colbert Show.
Oh, yeah. That's
he
right.
He was one of the three featured characters.
Right, right.
Which is interesting, considering that was the only day that he ever went out with the Robin Hooders.
There was only
the
one day.
That Colbert was here.
No, actually, it was one day prior to that.
Okay. So, that was where he had some real cred going.
That was where they got the video from of him giving a hard time to one of the parking enforcers. That's where they
caught it. Oh, okay. That was the day before that he did that?
No, it was not the day before. It was
one other
probably
day.
2 or 3 years prior.
Oh, okay.
To them coming out.
Mm. So I just want to clear some things up for myself, really.
Yeah, sure. I've been following it closely. So I can
right. Know. So this was an internet argument.
That's right. Much not unlike any other internet arguments that have happened probably millions of times over the last 30 or so years the internet's been around.
Yep.
It's very common on like video gaming platforms for people to say horrifying
things.
Oh
my gosh, I remember I used to play Madden online, right? It's an NFL football game, right? Mm-hmm. And I stopped playing that when a 12-year-old kid started really kicking my ass.
Okay.
Right.
I was like, okay, I'm done.
They got a lot of time.
They
got
a lot of time, and like they're far more nimble than I am. Anyway, but there would be some heinous conversations, and then I was on the PS3 as the platform, and the PS3 had something called a PSI, which is a camera that you can hook up to it with a microphone.
Okay.
I was over at my friend Sean's house. He had the PSI. He just got it. It was hooked up, but it had fallen down behind the TV, and so we didn't pay it any attention. And so we're talking mad crap about this, the opponent, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, this little bastard, we're going to kick his, kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the music had stopped in the background. All of a sudden, we hear this, we can hear you guys coming from, behind the TV. It's this 12-year-old kid and, his brother or something. And they're like, and they start giving us, and it's full-on cussing, right?
Oh,
telling us they're going to do all sorts of bad things to our wives and families and all that kind of stuff, So, I mean, probably as bad, if not far worse, than the things Cantwell said in this argument.
That.
We had said just over this game, right? So, but I wanted to be clear, there's no victim in this, correct?
Well, the federal government would like you to believe that the other Nazi was the victim.
Okay.
That he was so afraid that Chris Cantwell was going to come and have sex with his wife in front of his children, obvious hyperbole, he was so afraid he'd never bother to call the police, apparently, which is, ridiculous.
If he did not see any reason to.
Yeah, if he was actually afraid about what Cantwell was doing,
right?
Wouldn't he have considered reporting it, or wouldn't he have likely reported it to the police?
You would think so, but, what would you do in that situation? I don't know. I would hope to
not
have
taken it seriously.
In that situation.
And I don't I don't go to the police myself personally as a general rule, but
right.
That said, they are the only monopoly protection provider that we have. So if you are feeling legitimately threatened, as our co-host Mark has felt, felt about the person who's called this show before. He has gone to the police. I wouldn't have necessarily done that myself. I don't take it seriously, though, and I don't have a family to protect.
There's something to be said about using the state in a position of self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there may be an occasion where that aligns itself with the non-aggression principle, that kind of a thing. So, I mean, I could see that being a thing. But also, you know, I mean, it's either that or you're hiring personal security bodyguards, you know, all that kind of kind of thing. You know, you've got to increase your OPSEC. But
right. So this guy obviously didn't take it seriously, though, because he didn't do any of that.
Right. So no person or property was harmed in any of this.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
And here's the real kicker, and it really deserves focus, because we can certainly talk about what the federal government is doing to freedom of speech and freedom of the press and all of that, and this is a very bad harbinger of things to come.
Yeah, I think it sets a horrible precedent for sure, and we can get to that.
But the really, I think, the most important takeaway from this for people is don't talk to the police, because it was Chris Cantwell speaking to the police. Not just once, but multiple times, that got him into this circumstance in the first place. For instance, he at one point spoke with the FBI, including Agent Phil Christiana, who many of our longtime listeners will remember that name. He was the guy who tried to get our co-host Nobody, back when he was known as Rich Paul, to flip and wear a wire inside the Keene Activist Center.
Will you wear a wire?
Snitches get stitches. See, to some extent, the funny thing here is that Cantwell tried to snitch, and it was the feds who gave him the stitches.
Yeah.
Threw him in the ditch.
Yeah. And so Cantwell had been talking with the federal government, the FBI specifically.
Do we know why?
Yeah. He was always forthcoming with the fact that he was talking to the police, as though that somehow made it more respectable. He was always forthcoming about that. But the reason he was doing it was because he really hated what these Bull Patrol people were doing to him.
Okay.
And he was letting it get to him. And he wanted to fight back. And he figured that the cops would be his allies in this. And for whatever reason, he started talking to the cops and giving them information and telling them what was happening to him. And at one point, apparently, according, I believe, to the testimony that Nobody and I saw in his bail hearing earlier this year, one of the agents testified that Nobody had, or not Nobody.
I didn't know.
One of the agents testified that Cantwell had admitted to being the person behind the Telegram messages. Because, again, anybody who wants to can go and spin up a Telegram profile, call themselves Christopher Cantwell, and start going around talking trash to people on the Internet.
That's true. We've seen that happen.
In order to prove that it was actually Christopher Cantwell who was behind the name Christopher Cantwell, they would have had to have gotten information from Telegram. Well, the police testified they couldn't get information from Telegram because they're not based in the United States.
Right. I was going to ask that question about how did the evidence of this conversation, you know, come to light to the state?
Oh, well, that's another good question. So the FBI found the conversation. Again, the guy never reported it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was a screenshot of the conversation was posted in a Bull Patrol group. So this group of Nazis had their own little chat group, and they posted, we're posting things about Cantwell and whatever. So this guy posted a screenshot of that. An FBI agent was in that group monitoring it, and so he saw the post.
Wow. Interesting.
But again, Cantwell testified that he was behind the personality in the first place, so he convicted himself.
He hung himself with that information. 855-450-FREE. We'd like to take your calls and thoughts on the Christopher Cantwell case. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Nearly 1 million Americans have already voted in the 2020 election, several times the number that voted early in 2016, with the vast majority being cast by Democrats. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project. Tomorrow night will feature the first debate between President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Among the topics that will be discussed include the Supreme Court and coronavirus. Former Fox News and NBC host Megyn Kelly on what she'll be looking for in the debate.
I mean, I think you really have to watch Biden for any cognitive struggles. That's obviously what people wonder about Joe Biden. And with Trump, the biggest challenge is going to be fact-checking him on the spot because, you know, he doesn't have an adult relationship with the truth.
Kelly speaking there on Inside Edition. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finished up. You're listening to USA Radio News. An NFL legend is thanking everyone for their support after what he calls a scary situation. Joe Montana stopped a woman from trying to kidnap his 9-month-old grandchild in his California home. He and his wife were able to get the baby from her arms. She was later arrested. Death of a 6-year-old boy in Texas has sparked an investigation into the area's water supply. Josiah McIntyre from Lake Jackson died nearly 3 weeks ago from a rare but often fatal amoeba in his brain. Josiah's mother, Maria Castillo, telling CBS News,
along with his headache and his fever and his vomiting, he couldn't stand up properly.
Family believes the brain-eating amoeba came from either a neighborhood splash pad or a hose at his family's home. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Greece meeting with the foreign minister. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you'd like. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And thus far, we've been talking about the apparent conviction handed down this morning. And not apparent, it was handed down. There was a conviction handed down.
Apparently.
In the Christopher Cantwell case. And let's go to some of your calls and thoughts about it right away. We've got TJ the Spy calling
TJ.
Us from Denver, Colorado. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Come back.
Yes, I know. Well, I will come back for the sentencing. I guess, you know, we should all be good people and tell our favorite Chris Cantwell stories in support of Christopher Cantwell to the sentencing judge because they will be taking it, since he's now convicted, if you have a good story or a good thing to say about Chris Cantwell, now's the time to think of it and write it down and sign your name and give it to the lawyer. And
see, when he started saying kill all the Jews, I kind of lost my happy thoughts.
Yeah, do you have a Christopher Cantwell story?
I actually do, and it involves you, Ian. If you recall, when the FBI raided our house, the Shire Free Church, I should say, mm-hmm. and the home of the Liberty Radio Network, however you want to phrase it. The FBI came through the front door. You recall that fateful day, March 20th, 2016,
yes.
at 6 a.m. You recall that, right?
I do, yep.
Oh, yeah, I was
yeah.
there.
And I am so pleased to report, last September, about a year ago, I filed a federal lawsuit against Scott Bailey, the agent, and they finally gave us our stuff back, and so we have all our computers back.
Oh, nice.
And,
really?
And but if you, yes.
No. He only sued for to get his stuff back, so that did not include the other stuff that was not his, which was the church's stuff that is still in custody, which the church would need to bring a similar suit, and I don't know how to do that stuff, and I don't want to spend time on it.
Right. TJ, if you want to show me how to do that, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. I absolutely will be in touch, but, you know, anywho, my story involves Chris. You'll recall, after the feds left with all of our computers and camera equipment and studio equipment, and that's why the radio network was offline for a few hours, who was it who brought over the computers? Who's like, buddy, I got computers, I got a cell phone, I got da-da-da-da-da, and by the way, there are fax machines spitting out copies of this search warrant around town saying that there's a child pornographer living in the house. And I said, oh, just wow, we're just having a huge day. And I got Mike Cronin from the news coming in and saying, why are they raiding the house? And I just said, I have no idea. But anywho, it was Chris Cantwell.
I had ideas.
Chris Cantwell was the guy who brought over the computers, was the one who got the network back online, if I recall, with all of his stuff. At least like he brought something. So he was there for us when, you know, after the FBI just basically came and dealt us the, like, I don't know what that was. It was an armed robbery, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was home invasion.
Was Chris Cantwell supposedly still a libertarian at this point?
I think he was your friend, too. He was like, buddy, I got your back. They're looking for you. I recall that he said that. Like, buddy, they're looking for you. There's a mob gathering in town thinking about, you know, it's like, cause,
yeah.
We didn't know what was going on. All we knew is a bunch of armed goons from the government showed up, handed a piece of paper signed by a federal judge saying, hand over all your electronics, and if you refuse, you will be shot. That's basically, as I remember, how it happened.
Well, that particular morning, I was outside, and the mob gathering actually has a lot to do with my reaction to that, which is I told the FBI guys there, you know, at least in the old Soviet Union, they just told people you were a lunatic and locked you in a mental hospital if you disagreed with the government. They didn't start calling you a kid toucher, so because that's the kind of thing that gets people lynched,
right?
And I said, why, if you ever come for me, why don't you just kill me rather than raising a lie like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because the whole case, as you know, Rule 41B, the Second Court of Appeals, struck down the warrant as technically defective. So when I sued, I met with, U.S. attorney, Michael McCormick, and he was very nice and pleasurable. They wanted to search my computers, and I basically said, well, you know, you don't have a valid warrant, nor do you have probable cause, and under U.S. versus McCloud, it's really strange. They actually are dismissing all the cases that this playpen thing involved because it's a NIT is classified national defense information, apparently. And this is found out in the District of Washington, U.S. versus McCloud. And this Supreme Court, basically, the guy said, well, you have the right to confront your accuser under the Confrontation Clause. And so how does this NIT work? You know, so they asked to see the source code.
NIT is Network Investigative Technique. It was the hacking tool that they had somehow installed on all of these people's computers who went to the child pornography site that was being run by the federal government, the FBI.
Yes.
So that's when you're saying NIT, that's what you're referring to.
That's what I'm referring to. Yes, sir. And
but
so,
apparently did not exist on our computers.
Well, according to this case, they're basically saying that, you know, because the NIT, the Tor browser exploit that breaks the anonymity of Tor. It's being used in ongoing counterintelligence and counterintelligence activities and counterterrorism activities, so it can't be disclosed in open court. That's what they said. That was their argument. And the judge
case
said,
got dropped.
Yeah, the case had to be dropped. And I'm like, wait a minute. You mean we're going to let, like, thousands of kitty diddlers go? We know they're guilty. We caught them.
No, that doesn't mean that. What that means is only the ones who pled not guilty would be let go. There were plenty of them that did take a guilty plea. They were caught with child pornography, and they took a plea. And those cases are closed.
Yeah,
the fact that the warrant was bad at this point is immaterial to those case convictions.
Wow.
Well, it is.
I think it would be found the fruit of the poison tree if
not
they,
if they took a guilty plea.
Oh, no. Once you've taken a guilty plea, you're done, even if it turns out you're innocent.
Doesn't matter.
Don't take the plea, man.
So I'm just going, well, you know, this is a major problem because you either, okay, if you want to use, like they knew.
Well, now to go back to what you were saying there, Nobody, you said don't take the plea. And generally, I think that's a good idea. But I don't blame someone who does take the plea. In the case of Chris Cantwell, had he taken a plea in this particular case, he probably wouldn't be looking at several years behind bars and may even have gotten time served and let out. I don't remember exactly what was on the table. But he didn't want to be a felon, and he thought there was a chance he could win. So, you know.
Yeah. And I can understand. I was in the same position, and I risked a lot of my life. I mean, not the same position in that I had nothing to do with Nazis, but I was in the position of being prosecuted for selling weed, and you know, I did not take the plea, which would have gotten me no time, because I didn't want to lose my right to keep and bear arms or have them stop respecting that, because now, you know, I'm not a person.
Right, and now in order to appeal this, TJ, Cantwell, he would need his own attorney, right? Like, they're only going to provide you an attorney for the first level of court.
They would have provided me with a public defender for my appeal if I had so chosen.
Is that true at federal court, TJ?
You know, I don't know about federal court because I don't know with Chris's an indigent status what claims he could raise. You know, it's one of those things because it's so bizarre. Obviously, you had four federal agents from the Boston field office. And I'd like to say thank you to Scott Bailey. He was such a gentleman to, you know, after threatening him with a federal lawsuit. And I said, look, we're going to go in front of a federal judge. And if you want to explain to her or him.
Can we keep TJ?
Yeah, hey, TJ, stay on for another segment, will you? We're just going to put you on hold and do our business. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We've got more of this discussion for you coming up.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live.
Who asked you?
Nobody. Nobody asked me. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. We've been talking a bit about the conviction handed down for what equates to an internet argument between a couple of Nazis where the man Christopher Cantwell has been convicted of some sort of a felony after he got into an internet argument.
Two felonies. Interstate extortion, which carries a sentence of up to 15 years, if I recall correctly, and then interstate threatening, which apparently carries a sentence of up to 5 years.
So chances are, I believe the two would be served concurrent.
Could be concurrent and could be, according to sentencing guidelines, I spoke with Chris on the phone today. He said that it could be 41 to 51 months, but I wasn't sure if that was for all of the charges together or just
probably
one of them.
Okay. I guess.
We'll talk more about that shortly. And also, we were talking to TJ the Spy, who is on hold. He had some thoughts on the matter. But from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that is their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will Divi go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know, but at Free Talk Live, we're pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. Let's bring TJ the Spy back on the air.
Okay, let me give you a quick comment. I would read that as 10x rather than 10 times, because you're not saying the number of times that it increased. You're saying that it was
had this conversation
10x
before.
Increase.
I read whatever's put on the teleprompter.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I will be there. I will be there testifying in behalf of Christopher Cantwell talking about what an upstanding person. Now, he's not a threat. Actually, I understand the gag, and I find some of his material. James and I will listen to it, and we will just laugh and laugh and laugh. My husband, James Robin Hood, who's a former co-host on the Liberty Radio Network. So,
when you say you laugh at his material, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, it's just so funny. Just like, yeah, Chris, that's going to get the FBI looking at you. We just were like, whatever he says, you know, it's just like, oh, I got it. It's like, I understand the gag. There are people who get Chris, and then there are people who get really irked by Chris.
I get really irked by Chris, even though I do have a good Chris story.
Well, TJ, I wanted to ask you, since we still have you on the line, how does this make you feel about the state of freedom of speech? Because it seems to me that this is
very dangerous legal territory, because I've never said anything like, but I could imagine being mad enough at somebody to say something like what Chris said. And I'm like, well, it sounds like Chris was drunk on a Sunday night or whatever, and he was mouthing off to one of his guys. And I said, yeah, that's kind of, I've seen Chris say a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, it was Chris mouthing off, and he likes to a big, you know, he's a big puffer fish. And for whatever reason, he thinks that the Jews are after him, and I don't know why. It's just... He is who he is.
Well, the concern, of course, is that if they are going after, you know, somebody who's politically unpopular, like Chris Cantwell, for saying these things that, as you point out, are incredibly common on the Internet, then, who's coming next? Who are they going to target next?
Yeah, well,
I'm sure, you know, I'm always cognizant of everything that I say. Like, I always wondered how many federal agents are actually listening to your show.
Oh, bunches.
At least one.
I mean, that's the audience we know we have pretty much locked up.
If we could only get them to amp.
You know, we're slowly one by one.
I'm sure some of them do.
There's Phil Christiana. There's now Shane Tongbua. And there's, the assistant, we're slowly getting to know our court system one by one. Every time we have a case in front, I keep hearing the same names, and I'm not going to, I just don't know, I'm a little tipsy right now, and my memory's failing.
Was Christiana involved in going after Chris?
I don't think so. This was a totally new guy. I'd never heard his name before.
I don't think Christiana was involved in the prosecution, but Chris had admitted to speaking with Phil Christiana on the phone during the Charlottesville situation.
I said, this is garbage. Like, they sent four federal agents from the Boston field office or the New Hampshire resident agency, whichever you want. But they took four federal agents, bought them plane tickets. They flew them to the St. Louis field office. And I said, that's highly unusual, because normally they would just send a lead to the St. Louis field office and say, okay, you guys go in, interview this Benjamin Lambert guy or whoever, the alleged victim.
The alleged victim.
But they probably flew four agents from Boston to Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, where I live with my dear sweet mother sometimes. And it's funny how Chris just keeps following me around, I swear, somehow. Wherever I go,
he's going to end up in federal prison in Denver or something like that, next thing you know.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Yeah. It's like the one place somebody would visit him.
I'll be his sole friend coming to him. I'll have to, get married to him or something as the way to get into
him. Wow.
The only way to legal.
See, now you have me wondering if I would conduct that wedding, because I've been wanting to do a polyamorous wedding, and you're already married. I would love to add a third person to a wedding.
James, so...
But I don't know if I'd marry a Nazi to a couple of Jews, because I don't know if I'd wed a Nazi to a couple of gay guys, because, they didn't like y'all very much either.
Well, no, that's how you know the Nazi party, the new Nazi party is getting desperate. They're like, okay, are you gay? Yeah. Are you anti-Jewish? I guess, whatever that means. Okay, well, you can be a Nazi, but, we're cool with the gay stuff, but, the Jew stuff, that's the key thing.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus, Jesus, spare me on my...
Well, thank you, TJ.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, TJ. We do appreciate it. Interesting perspective. Let's go right away to a caller who's going by the name of George Floyd. Mm-hmm. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? George going once. Hello. George going twice.
He's not there.
It's a ghost call.
It's the ghost of George Floyd. All right, well.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, George. You didn't have that coming.
Yeah, indeed. So, I think that this conviction does not bode well for the state of freedom of speech, particularly in the geographic area known as the United States of America. And, if you're not concerned about it, then I don't know what to tell you. You should be concerned. The number of freedoms have been declining steadily in my lifetime, and they continue to go down, particularly with this whole coronavirus thing where they've just going along with governors just writing stuff down on pieces of paper.
Yeah, it's been an unprecedented year for attack on the First Amendment. I mean, we've reviewed the Bill of Rights before on Free Talk Live and kind of looked at the Communist Manifesto and seen how many of these rights are even still intact in any way, shape, or form. And very few of them had remained, but the First Amendment was the strongest of all of the amendments against the ongoing government attacks, but this year it has taken multiple hits. You've got this conviction of Chris Cantwell, a straight-up attack on speech on the Internet. Offensive speech, but that's where they always start with attacking speech, is the offensive stuff. You've got an attack on the freedom to assemble, the right to assemble, which is also part of the First Amendment's supposed protected rights. Under the COVID restrictions, people's freedom to assemble has been completely wiped away in a lot of places across the
United
States.
Little argument from anybody. I mean, we've been out, but the general
nobody's
population,
been out there fighting.
I'm just saying the general population is just like,
okay,
oh well,
put a mask on.
Oh, I guess we can't gather now.
Yep. So gathering, the freedom of speech with regards to masks, obliterating the freedom to express yourself with your face.
Yep.
And then you've also got the freedom to redress grievances. That's one of the less
talked about. Don't forget Julian Assange either.
He's awaiting extradition from...
He's still being attacked for reporting the truth.
Yes, that's true.
For exposing the crimes of America.
Yep. Well, he hasn't made it back to the U.S. yet, but yes, they would love to put him in prison as well.
That's
certainly an important case. So then there's the right to redress grievances, which is, again, a less talked about part of the First Amendment, but good luck getting it into a city council meeting today. You can't.
Right. They're not holding them.
No, they're holding them. They're just online. You don't have the same level of physical access to these people that you used to.
Yes, they can cut you off just by muting your microphone, like you can.
And freedom of the press also attacked. I was not allowed to go into this court trial unless I wore a mask, which I can't do.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Give us your calls and your thoughts. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.